Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Remember the bursting of the housing market bubble that brought on the Great Recession a decade ago? The same thing may happen again with the car and truck loan bubble of 2017. The Fitch Ratings used car price index dropped 1.6% in February. This was the largest one-month price decline in the past 100 months. Even scarier, used vehicle prices almost never decline in February. In fact, the National Automobile Dealers Association used vehicle price index in February was 8% lower than year earlier levels. While headlines tout strong new vehicle sales, the default rate on car loans is as high as it was during the Great Recession. 10 years ago, there were less than $800 billion of vehicle loans. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis reports almost $1.1 trillion of such debt. Rising vehicle loans and default rates have multiple reasons. Soaring student debt now also exceeds $1 trillion. That impairs the ability of young adults to purchase vehicles with short-term financing. Many auto loans today run for 6 and 7 years. That often exceeds how long the borrowers will own their vehicles. As you know, longer-term loans have higher default rates than short-term financing. Now, another pressure is emerging. New car sales declined in March for the third consecutive month. Strong truck and SUV sales did not offset that drop. Dealer incentives in March were the highest in 8 years. Yet the current 70 days of car and truck inventories on dealer lots is the highest since July of 2009. To trim inventories, prices of new vehicles are going to come down. Falling new car and truck prices will put further downward pressure on the values of used vehicles. As more people owe more on their vehicle than it is worth, look for another surge in loan defaults. The coming downturn in the automotive market will result in job losses at manufacturers and their suppliers. Governments that depend on tax collections from car companies and their employees will also suffer lower cash flow, which will also hurt the U.S. dollar. How are you protecting your finances against the coming collapse of the car loan bubble? That's it for now. Tune in again tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.